The truckers, welcome to another Rainbow Sparkle Sunshine Happiness edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on Hollywood Town, just spitting distance from the famous of intersections anywhere, Hollywood and Vine, all y'all. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. What's going to happen? You're going to get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening, pumped right into your ear holes. Okay. So just do yourself a favor and listen in. You can also follow the Hick on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and on the Facebook at facebook.com/ the Hollywood Hick. All right. I also come on the Crab Diving Network every day on the 7th. I mean, it's 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. That's West Coast time. If you got to figure out where you live and do it, do the math. I can't. My brains don't work that way. That place I go to every day makes me think too much. So when I get here on the Hollywood Hick program, I can't think too much because that place I go to every day is trying to drive me to the levels of craziness I have yet to achieve. And I didn't think that was possible because I thought I had peaked at craziness. But apparently that is not the case. But ain't no need in dwelling on that nonsense right there, because ain't nothing I can do about that on account I got a lifestyle to maintain. So I got to maintain this lifestyle because a hick needs things like food and shelter and necessities, things like that. What we don't need, it's a bitch ass motherfucking president who goes off spouting his mouth off about shit to deflect from other shit. Now, this is what my theory is on this stupid mother trucking, nonsense inducing, bullshit frickin' wiretapping nonsense that this dumb punkin head with a frickin' dead mangy fox and a fart puss president of ours has done gone and spouted off on everything like nothing. He's just a fucking bleeming idiot, right? Because he's out there saying that President Obama had done went and wiretapped his freaking Trump Tower while he was like running for president, which bullshit. If this man had any semblance of, is that the right word? I don't fucking know. This whole thing makes me nuts. It makes me as nuts as fucking Apple and their fucking autoplay videos, which we will get to in a moment because I have discovered something that has sent me into my inner hell note, into twirls and cartwheels and all kind of shit up inside me. But let's get through this shit first so I can like talk about what this fucking punkin head with his dead mangy fox fart puss is freaking spouting out. Because my theory is he's deflecting because all of his Russia shit is coming to bite him in the ass. Everybody's coming out of the woodwork, done been colluding with the Russians. Sessions done lied through his teeth. Al Franken is all over his ass. Sessions lied through his teeth. He perjured himself. Anybody who thinks otherwise is a mouth-breathing moron who has a unwillingness to accept the truth. Period. Point. That's it. That's just how it is. If you can't figure out that that motherfucker just straight up stone cold lied to your ass, then you are a straight up stone cold mouth breathing motherfucking moron. Period. End of statement. Done. So in an effort to deflect from this, my theory, fucking President Pumpkinhead done went and started up making up all this other shit. So which begs the God, this makes me so angry I can't talk, which begs the question, right? What does a lying ass liar, where does that get us in a fucking standing in the world? Like everybody's like, oh, this dude, like credibility, shot, but whatever. But this is the thing. My favorite part about this whole thing is there was a, let me find it. I should have done clicked on it and you know I done didn't because sometimes I'm just not as prepared as I need to be, right? But there was a chick from the MSNBC, here it is. Let me click on this so I can get her name right and everything. I got it off of the Raw Story website, right? But there's a MSNBC reporter basically torched Sean Spicer, his dumb ass. Freaking Melissa McCarthy would be a much better fucking person for that job. Just to put her in the fucking man drag and put her up there because, honestly, this dude is such a fucking mouth-breathing moron. But says here over on the Raw Story, because, you know, somebody's got to fucking speak up and call these fuckers out on their bullshit, right? But she basically says, why did Trump ask Congress to uncover wiretap info he already has? That's what he says. It's fact. You say this is fact that our last president, a good one, somebody who was a fine, upstanding citizen who only wanted to do good, that you people got in fucking way of constantly, and all you fucking lived, all you fucking Republicans lived to fucking just mess up his role because you didn't want him to be responsible for doing anything good, because all you want to do is fucking do bad, which is basically what is happening with this new healthcare fucking bullshit they're putting out there, with fucking Paul Ryan and his fucking big ears just want to grab him by the ears and knee him in the fucking face. But seeing as this is America and I'm a fine, upstanding citizen myself, I will not do that. I will merely fantasize about it. But says here on the Raw story, MSNBC White House correspondent Haley Jackson backed White House press secretary Sean bitch-ass, bitch-dumb motherfucker Spicer into a corner by asking him why President Donald Trump would call on Congress to investigate wiretapping information he already claims to have. Yeah, so why you gotta go find something you already got? Anybody want to tell me that? Who wants to tell me that? Who wants to jump on and come over here and enlighten Hollywood Hick and let me know how this makes any fucking sense at all whatsoever? Because I was asking the same question Haley was, and I'm glad somebody finally fucking asked the question. Well, during last Tuesday's White House briefing, Jackson asked Spicer, if Trump already has proof that President Obama illegally wiretapped him, then why would he call for a congressional investigation instead of simply presenting his evidence? Now, here is where it gets good, because this is fucking this dumbass. Like honestly, the people that believe the words out of this dude's mouth have a willing disregard for truth. You just want it to be true so bad that you just allow it to be true in your brain, which they ain't truth. You get that? That truth is not what you want it to be. It's what it is. Okay. So until people fucking pull their head out of their ass, it's like, finally, we got a pumpkin head who's going to say all the stupid shit that we thought we weren't going to be allowed to say no more. And all of a sudden now we can say it, because then you end up with a dude like down in Florida, which we might get to in a minute, who's like fucking attacking people because it's Trump country. But we'll get to that in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself here. Says, you said the president stands by his tweet Sunday morning that President Obama ordered the wiretap, she noted. This is what she said. You've also said the president wants Congress to investigate. Some members of Congress, by the way, have asked the White House and asked the president to come forward with the information. So bottom line, why would the president want Congress to investigate for information he already has? Now, this is where dumbass McDumberson comes in and said the president was concerned about separation of power. You know what I'm concerned about? People who fucking want to just spin things and just keep talking about nonsense and shit that anybody who has half a brain knows is fucking straight up bullshit. But he goes, it's a question of appropriateness. Which makes absolutely, what do you mean it's not appropriate? If you're going to sit there and say something about the president that preceded you wiretapped you, because you don't even know what it takes to fucking wiretap somebody, because from what I've been reading all over everything, any fucking reputable news source is saying he can't just do that by himself. It has to go through fucking channels, and those people, like a federal judge has to say, yep, you got cause to go and do that wiretapping, and it ain't an easy fucking thing to pull off. And if they did go through that and a judge did say it's okay, then somebody was fucking up to something, pumpkin head, and that means it might have been something along the line of fucking treason. So maybe there was a reason if they did it, because Barack won't like that dumb shit. He ain't as dumb as you. He didn't just go off half-cocked doing shit. But this is when I like this chick. I think I'm starting to like this Haley Jackson chick, right? She pushed back and said, but if the president has the info, if he's sitting on this information, if he's found out, he's now directing or asking or recommending that the intelligence committees look into this. And you talked about they have resources and staff, which they do. But why expend those resources and staff if the president found out this information and has it? Well, according to Spicer, Trump wants Congress to add credibility to the investigation. I think we've made it very clear how he wants this done. Like, but no, basically what he wants to do, he wants somebody to come on the flip side and say, like, yep, we're just going to make the, like, support your fucking flat out lies. Lies, people, you get that. Your president is lying to you. Anybody who thinks otherwise is a fucking mouth-breathing moron. And, like, I'm not one to say that people should not be allowed to vote, because I take voting very seriously, as I did yesterday here in Los Angeles town, right? Because which I just outed myself for being extra late on this episode, which I apologize, but that place I go to every day sometimes usurps things, and I ended up sick as a motherfucking dog for several days here, where I was barfing up a storm, which is not cute, by the way. Barfing is not fun. I have not been through that in quite a while, and honestly, I don't want to go through it again anytime soon, so I will not bore you with the particulars. But just to let people know that the Hick does take voting seriously, I got into a verbal argument with a parking enforcement officer yesterday on account of I went to go vote in my polling place down the street because I wanted to go there on the way to work, right? But I didn't really have time to walk there and walk back and then go from there. So I was just going to go over because I know by being a enlightened citizen who actually pays attention to things and like finds out what the rules are, that parking restrictions are not enforced within a block of a fucking polling place in Los Angeles. That's how it works. It's been in the LA Times. It's been on all kind of websites. I looked it up. So as I get there, I watch a fucking parking enforcement bitch ass bitch of a motherfucker who has no clue what his job is or how to do it or what the fucking rules are about when the election is going on. Motherfucker didn't even know he was right beside a fucking polling place. I mean, literally right beside. It was on the other side of the fence from this motherfucker. So I questioned him. I said, hey, why are you giving tickets to people? Don't you realize there's a polling place right there and you are not supposed to do it within a block radius of a fucking polling place? And you know what he told me? He said this is not within, not close to a polling place. I'm like, it's on the other side of that fucking fence, you fucking mouth. Like, I'm trying to keep my cool. I want to fucking punch a motherfucker. I should have recorded this thing, but I was doing it from my car because I wasn't going to park there and let him give me a fucking ticket and then have to fight this fucking ticket. So basically what I had to tell him is like, it's embarrassing that I sit here and know your fucking job better than you do. There's a fucking polling place right there. If you got off your lazy ass and walked around the corner, you would see the fucking sign right there on the fucking fence telling you it's a goddamn polling place. You're a mouth breathing fucking moron. I should have got his goddamn badge number and all of that shit, but I was in the fucking car and I didn't have time. And hindsight is 20/20, but fuck that. But you know, I fucking got home and fucking blasted the mayor and my fucking city councilman. And the city councilman is a bitch ass bitch who won. And I did not vote for him specifically because of his fucking reply to this when I like sent him a message and I Facebooked his ass, where he's like, I'll talk to the department about this. No, I want you to say that is a problem and I will fucking do something about it, because that you just saying like, oh, I'll report this, that's just you fucking shining me on, and that means you're not doing your fucking job, and that means you're being a lazy bitch ass bitch. So I didn't vote for you. I just randomly picked one of the other motherfuckers because I knew he was gonna win anyway, because nobody pays attention to shit in this fucking town anyway. And of course I looked it up this morning and the motherfucker won. So I dare him. He's come to my fucking goddamn house before want me to vote for him the first time he was running around. I dare him to fucking do it again, because I will light into his ass like a motherfucking flame he has never seen in a million fucking years. But I was trying to do my civil duty, but it didn't even do any good, because that fucking parking enforcement dude just kept writing tickets. What a fucking asshole. But back to what I was talking about, that lying liar McLierson president of ours, right? Well, I was doing some research on this bullshit because I agree with these fucking raw story people, right? Because what they're saying is there's like three possible motives behind the President Trump's latest rant. And the thing is, they're all terrifying. And that's what they say, because it's the truth. Because so according to them, the first one is Trump is just more nuts than we fucking suspected, which is honestly, I'm starting to think this is more true every mother trucking day, because this dude, honestly, I don't get it. And the part that really scares me is all the people who buy into this bullshit just for the simple fact that they want to go back to a point in time when everything was just fucked up. Like, we acknowledge it's fucked up, but they're like, people are taking away my whiteness. I don't get it. It's like, just fucking live and let live, people. It's, we're all here together and ain't nobody going nowhere. Like, all you people who think you're going to fucking legislate away homos, it ain't going to happen. Do you honestly think homos are going anywhere? We like sucking dick way too much for you to put us anywhere else. And we's like Baby and fucking Dirty Dancing. You ain't going to put homos in a corner, okay? We are too fucking loud. We're too fucking proud. And God damn it, we're too fucking pretty to be put in a fucking corner, period. End of story. But on the freaking raw story says, their first theory is Trump is more nuts than we suspected, a true delusional paranoid. Trump's outburst was triggered by commentary in the alt-right publication Breitbart News, which is ridiculous. Like, that shit is made up. Which reported an assertion made last Thursday night by right-wing talk radio host Mark Lett. So some dude just makes this shit up. He's like, this is the way it is. So, like, you got to be able to have rational thought to be president. And this dude does not have rational thought processes. Why nobody can process that is beyond a Hick. I just don't get it. Apparently, he said, I didn't finish reading this. He suggested Obama and his administration use police state tactics last fall to monitor the Trump's the Trump team's dealings with Russian operatives. They said, if this is what triggered Trump's tantrum, we got a president willing to put the prestige and power of his office behind baseless claims emanating from well-known right-wing purveyors of lies. You get that? It's like, eh. It's like me. Like, I choose to believe shit on the internet sometimes because it's funny. And I'm talking about fucking celebrities and stupid criminals, okay? I am not talking about fucking national security type fucking shit, okay? That's how you can't just believe every fucking thing you read unless you're the Hollywood hick and you're talking about fucking Chris Brown, okay? That's how that fucking works. It doesn't work when you're talking about the fucking president that preceded you and fucking blaspheming him with this fucking bullshit lies. So they go on to say, which this means that Trump shouldn't be anywhere near the nuclear codes that could obliterate the planet or near anything else that could determine the fate of America or the world, which I agree with 100%. Like, that dude's little fucking Vienna sausage finger sitting anywhere near that button is scarier than fucking hell, right? Scary, scary, scary. Theory number two. The second possibility is the Obama administration did in fact tap his phones, but if that was the case before the tap could occur, it's highly likely Trump committed a very serious crime, including treason. You got that? Tree motherfucking son. Not something you're supposed to take lightly. No president can order a wiretap on his own. For federal agents to obtain a wiretap on Trump, the Justice Department would have to had to convince a federal judge that it had gathered sufficient evidence of probable cause to believe Trump had committed a serious crime or was an agent of a foreign power, depending on whether it was a criminal or foreign intelligence wiretap. In which case, we have someone in the White House who shouldn't be making decisions that could endanger America or the world. Okay? Okay. Does that make sense? Do you understand how things work since you're president? And if you don't, I suggest you seriously take a fucking crash course in how this shit fucking works, because you're a fucking mouth breathing morning and you're embarrassing the fuck out of us all over the goddamn world. Okay? Okay. Theory number three. And this is the one I think it is. This is what I think it is. Because, honestly, it's like this shit was getting too much. We got to fucking, because this is a fucking, just this way people spend shit. This is what they fucking do. But theory three, the third possible explanation for Trump's rant is he was trying to divert public attention from the Jeff Sessions imbroglio. And I say that right, imbroglio. I don't know. Big word. Hollywood hit can't say it. And multiple investigations of Trump associates already found to have been in contact with Russian agents during the election when Russian operatives interfered with the election on Trump's behalf. Maybe he's trying to build a case that the entire Russian story is a plot concocted by the Obama administration, along with intelligence agencies and the mainstream press, to bring Trump down. This way, he can inoculate himself against more damaging evidence to come. That's what I think he's doing. That's exactly what I think he's doing. They go on and say, but if it's all a big show to divert attention and undermine the credibility of the intelligence agency and the press, Trump is willing to do anything to keep his job, even if it means further dividing America, undermining trust in our governing institutions, and destroying the fabric of our democracy. Like, he is so fucking self-centered, bitch-ass, narcissistic bitch that he would take the whole country down just to prove to be fucking right on something that's not right at all. That's a complete lie. Makes no sense. So those are the three theories they've come up with, all of which are scary as fuck. The third one is what I think it is, because I've been saying that for the last fucking several days. Like, this is a complete diversion from the fucking all the shit that's really going on, because they know that Sessions is fucked because he straight up stone cold lied. It was on TV. Like, that's the thing that I don't understand about these people, is you fucking lied on TV. Like, it's recorded. It's right there. It's not like you can go back and say, like, ah, that's not what I said. Yeah, you said it. It's right here. Right here. You said, or asked point blank, did you meet with these people at all? You said no. Come to find out, lying McLierson. That's just how that fucking shit works. Fucking scares me. And then this is the kind of shit that adds to the scariness for me. I gotta find this, because since I'm so late, I have saved quite a few articles here that here we go. So now because of this motherfucker, this fucking punkin head with that dead mangy fox and that goddamn fart puss, this motherfucker, this is now the world we fucking live in, right? This is the fucking world we live in. Again, on the Raw story, but I saw this a couple other places too. There was a fucking drunk ass bitch from North Carolina. Go fucking figure, that shame of a fucking state that I'm embarrassed to say that I grew up in. But headline here says, you live in Trump country now. Drunk Trump supporter arrested for attacking gay couple. That's what it is. Down in fucking, like, whatever. We'll get to it. A Trump supporter from North Carolina, shame of a motherfucking state, has been arrested after he allegedly harassed and attacked a gay couple late last month. See, like, this is what the fucking actions and the fucking way you're acting, pumpkin head. This is the fucking shit that you're reaping. On account, you want me to know why? Because people are too fucking stupid. People are stupid. And the sooner we learn that people are just fucking straight up stone cold stupid most of the time, and that and it's basically not for the fact that they don't have the power to be smart. It's just that they don't want to be smart. They don't know how to be smart because all they have been done is coddled and fucking told that they were like fucking special and given participation trophies. And now we got a bunch of fucking snowflakes running around who think that their way is the only way that it can be, instead of just everybody getting along and realizing that what's different is what makes us all fucking fun and special. Because if everybody was exactly the same, then what kind of boring fucking world would that be? But no, these mouth breathing fucking backwards ass bitch ass morons from North Carolina think that everybody should be just like them, and that if I want it bad enough, they're just gonna go away. And if nobody has paid any attention to history, because that is not what happens, not what motherfucking happens. Homos ain't going nowhere. You got that? We ain't going no motherfucking where. We are too motherfucking fabulous. We have too much fun. Stop fucking hating. Just fucking accept and move on. If you don't want to suck a dick, guess what? Don't suck a fucking dick. Problem solved right there. I don't understand what the problem is. But local news station Fox 8 reports that law enforcement officials arrested 30-year-old North Carolina resident Brandon Ray Davis on Thursday for verbally harassing a gay couple and knocking one of them to the ground with his motor scooter in Florida this past February. According to police, couple Kevin Seymour and the Kevins, ain't that cute, were riding bicycles in Key West, motherfucker. Brandon Ray, baby. Let me explain something to you. Key West is homo mother trucking central, okay? Homos love some fucking Key West. If you don't want to see homos, you might want to do your fucking research before you take your fucking mouth breathing fucking ugly ass down to fucking Key West and then all of a sudden get lambasted with a bunch of homos, because it means you're not fucking paying attention to the world you live in, okay? If you don't like homos and you don't like being around homos, then don't go to a homo haven, okay? It's just how that shit works. Basically, among other things, Davis started yelling anti-gay slurs at the couple and informed them that they live in Trump country now. See, thanks, Punkin. This is what you have brought us. Thank you. I hope you're proud of yourself, because it's fucking embarrassing, okay? It's fucking embarrassing. The two men threatened to call the police on Davis, who yelled back that he would cut you up if they did so. At one point, Davis' scooter hit the back of Seymour's bicycle, throwing him to the ground. The couple went to a nearby scooter rental agency, where they were successfully able to identify and track down Davis as their assailant. He was arrested by North Carolina police this week on charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and evidence of prejudice, meaning you are fucked. Good. Put him in the fucking hooscow. Make this dude pay. Fuck him and his ugly, fat, redneck ass, bitch ass stuff. I'm looking at his fucking mugshot right now. You know what? Part of your problem too, Brandon Ray. Let me tell you this, B-Ray, baby, let me tell you something. You're fucking fat, you're fucking ugly, and you're fucking never going to get a lady to touch your pecker. So maybe you want to go find a homo. I don't know. Maybe that is what it is. Maybe it's some pent-up fucking homo aggression up inside you, B-Ray. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I ain't for sure, but I can tell you right now, with that fucking ugly mug, I'm looking at this mug shot, I don't think anybody's touched your little teeny tiny little Trump pecker in fucking years, and that's probably where all your problems come from. Because the only time that pecker gets touched is when you do it yourself, and I guarantee you can't do it right, and I guarantee it only takes you about 3 seconds. Fucking mouth breathing fucking backwards ass embarrassment of a fucking bitch. I'm done talking about these people. I am done. I'm gonna move on to somebody else. You know, I was gonna talk about the Uber CEO and his meltdown in that fucking car, but the more I talk about that too, the more angry it makes me, because it's just fucking ridiculous. Why can't nobody just ditch Uber? Like, I'm one of those fucking delete Ubers. I done deleted Uber off my phone. I don't give a fuck about Uber. I ain't taking no more Ubers. That company is a fucking shit mess. That company is fucking evil. That company is like, I just don't like it. Lyft. I am a supporter of Lyft. Everyone, dump Uber, take Lyft. Because that motherfucker that runs that company is a bitch. I don't care how much he whines and cries now. No, basically you're whining and crying because you got caught. I can't talk about it. We ain't going to go through that. But what else? Let's get into some celebrity stuff, right? This is more fun to talk about anyway than getting all riled up over a fucking pumpkin head and a fucking Uber CEO who's just a fucking mouth-breathing moron bitch-ass bitch. But Looks like somebody up in Scientology done got themselves a world of trouble again. That's what's happening. Because, and I love, we'll get to that as we go through this here story, right? But, I was supposed to, hold on. We will talk about this fucking Scientology bitch ass shit in just a minute. What did I do with that fucking article? Where did it go? Don't tell me. No, it's in another window. Pretty sure, right? Here we go. I thought I had saved this. So, you know how I'm always bitching here on the Hollywood Hick program about autoplay videos. And I kind of have a few issues with Apple and their fucking practices, right? Although I have too many Apple products, which I admit. But now I'm like embroiled in this fucking Apple shit. So just to get a new shit, I have to basically start all over. So it's like, every time I start doing the maths, I'm like, whatever. It's like, I just think I can deal with it. Whatever. I'm stuck with Apple for the moment. So I'm like, how the fuck do I get rid of these fucking autoplay videos, right? So I usually use Safari because I like the fact that it will link up with my iPad and my regular computer. So if I'm looking at my iPad, I can hit the reading list thing and it shows up on both, right? That, I will give them, is a good feature. Like, I wish if Chrome can do that shit, I ain't figured it out yet. And I'm about to have to try to figure it out because I need to figure that out on account of this fucking shit pisses me fucking off like nobody's business. I just said I ain't gonna talk about something that pisses me off, but this Apple can fucking suck a fart out of my ass with fucking thick as fuck, suck a fucking million farts out of my ass. But I went, how to stop autoplay videos, did a Google search, right? Well, apparently Chrome and Firefox, you can stop the motherfuckers, but says right down here when you get to the fucking part about fucking Safari, right? Says when you buy, this is off of something called Digital Recourse too, by the way. Says when you buy a PC and install Windows software, the browser you get is iExplorer. On a Mac, you get Safari. All right. Once upon a time, Mac users thought Safari was a dandy browser. And if they wanted to block video from playing automatically on a web page, they used a handy extension called Click to Plugin. It stops both Flash and HTML5 videos. Well, goes on to say, this is the part where I start to get I can feel my inner fucking hell no rumbling below, right? In the very recent past, however, Apple has changed OS X configurations so that this and other extensions cannot be further developed to keep up with the new versions of Mac operating systems. If you have the latest version of Mac OS X installed, which they always encourage your ass to do, and they bug you and drive you fucking insane until you fucking finally give in and update shit because they won't quit fucking telling you you gotta update every 3 seconds of your motherfucking life. Going on, if you have the latest version of Mac OS X installed, Click to Plugin will not work for you, and there is no other way to block the HTML5 video autoplay. You can still stop Flash videos by managing preferences to stop plugins, but HTML5 is not a plugin, and every day more sites use HTML5 for their videos than Flash, making the Flash block less and less effective. Apple, you can fucking suck my ass. You can fucking suck it for the rest of your motherfucking life. Get off your fucking bitch ass. This is my computer. I already pay you too much motherfucking money for. So if I want to be able to make it where I don't have to get accosted with a fucking goddamn autoplay video that more times than not, nobody's internet connection because this country is so fucking backwards and won't fucking keep up with the rest of the fucking world. Our internet connections are so fucking shitty that it doesn't come on right away. So it's like when I've scrolled down past it and I'm reading something, all of a sudden it starts screaming at me, scares me with an inch of my life, because unfortunately I startle easy. This shit fucking drives me nuts. They go on to say, maybe the folks at Apple want to make sure you experience the web the way the website owners intended for you instead of the way you prefer. Whatever the reason for this change, it and several others are why many Mac owners now have Firefox or Chrome installed on the machines as an alternative to Safari. So guess what? The Hollywood Hick going to be trying to figure out how to get Firefox and or Chrome, probably Chrome, to hook up so that I can look at shit on the iPad and it will also like tell me what the fuck I looked at on this goddamn computer. Because I can't with this autoplay bullshit. This autoplay bullshit is just too fucking much. It's rude. It's just motherfucking rude. You get that? Rude. Quit being rude ass bitches. It's not all about you. How about you have some fucking respect for the people who are paying you too much money for these fucking products and making you fucking rich? Okay, just fucking goddamn it, fucking live and let live and goddamn get along, you motherfucking horrible, awful, hateful people. Done. I can't rant on Apple anymore. Apple can suck my fucking ass for the rest of their fucking lives. Just fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you a million goddamn times. Fuck you with a hot goddamn fiery ass red poker. Done. For real this time. Done. But back to my other story I was talking about. Fucking Scientology bullshit here. But apparently says over here on the Jezebel site, and I've seen it on many other things. I think it was on TMZ. It had to be on TMZ. It was on all kind of shit, right? But save Jezebel, right? Danny Masterson, that's the kid from fucking That 70s Show, the curly-headed stoner kid on there. He's a stone-cold, hard-ass, been in Scientology for a long time Scientologist, right? The headline, Danny Masterson is reportedly being investigated for rape against fellow Scientologists. Yeah, so there we go. So another fine, upstanding Scientologist we get to talk about here on the Hollywood Hick program, because, you know, they're just eat up with so many fine, upstanding citizens over there. But says right here, actor Danny Masterson is reportedly under investigation for rape by the Los Angeles Police Department. Journalist Tony Ortega writes that Masterson, a longtime Scientologist, is suspected of raping three fellow members of the organization, who also say they were pressured by the church not to report him to the police. A rep for Masterson has denied the allegations. Of course, his Scientology rep, who doesn't want think that everybody, but of course, Scientology, and no charges have been filed against him. Ortega's The Underground Bunker has focused for years on critical stories about Scientology. He reported Friday that he has obtained documents showing Masterson is being investigated in at least three alleged cases of rape or sodomy of women who are also Scientologists and who claim they were pressured by the Church of Scientology not to contact police or go public with their accusations. Right. And we all know how Scientology could be. Those are some strong arming motherfuckers. Right. And then, of course, they end up starting to blame Leah Remini, which I will get to in a minute. Oh, wait a minute. It gets to it right here. Ortega also writes that the victims were encouraged to go to the police by actress Leah Remini, who recently left Scientology, wrote a book about it, and produced a TV series on alleged abuses by the organization. Like, I don't even know why they're shocked by that. They're like, she's just looking for publicity. It's like, no, she had fucking had it with you people. She had had it. Like, she finally, like, the light bulb went off. Y'all got a hold of her when she was young. She's a feisty little thing. And then she comes out going, like, all of a sudden some shit goes down. And she's like, you know what? I can't quite fucking buy into this shit the way that I'm expected to buy into this shit no more. And I think I'm going to speak out about it because it's fucked up and it's crazy. And the shit that you've done, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I've seen a couple of episodes of it. If it wasn't on the A&E, I'd watch more. But A&E don't put the shit on streaming. And you know I'm a complete cord cutter. I ain't got no cable. So I ain't got no really way of watching it unless I steal it off the internet. And I ain't doing that. I'd rather. So hopefully they put it on the fucking the Hulus or the fucking Netflix or the fucking Amazon soon or something. Because I got all the services. I just ain't got that program. And I watched a couple of them when I was in a hotel room, and it was into fucking resting. Like, it's interesting because it's scarily interesting. It's what it really is. Oh, I lost my place. She alleges that she was told, oh, blah, blah, blah. The first accuser, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, y'all. I'm so sorry. I lost my place. Oh, the first accuser alleges that Masterson sodomized her while she was unconscious in the winter of 2001 when she was in a relationship with him. She alleges that she was told that if she reported the incident to police, Scientology would declare her a suppressive person. The same thing we always hear about these damn crazy ass Scientologists, right? You're a suppressive person, which means we get to attack you ad nauseum because we just because you're not saying the things that we want you to say and you're telling the truths about us and our evil fucking ways, right? The organization's version of shun. That's what they call it. The second victim alleges that Masterson raped her at a party in 2004. There's no information about the third woman, although Ortega reports that she also filed a police report. This Ortega fella also reports that the investigation into the first women's allegations was closed when witnesses still belonging to Scientology contradicted testimony by the accuser. Remini tells us that she said to the woman who we're calling victim A, that it was a time for people to take action, and she encouraged victim A to file a police report. When she did, Remini then got personally involved in the investigation, which soon grew when two additional women were added to it. One of those women had filed a report with the LAPD in 2004 after a rape had occurred in 2003, but the investigation was closed when witnesses, who were Scientologists, so fucking credible, right, contradicted the victim's testimony. The first victim has also accused the LAPD of mishandling her case, saying the sex crimes detective assigned to her encouraged her to walk away. And Remini told Ortega that there is a photo of a Scientology affiliated actor in the LAPD offices, which says what she says sends a negative message to women who might want to report allegations against him. against this Matheson fella. She says, I met with the LAPD, I met with Detective Reyes, and I told her these victims deserve to be heard. I pointed out to her that there was a framed picture of a Scientologist on their wall, actor Michael Pena, who, do you know what that says to a young Scientologist who comes here to seek justice? My experience with the LAPD has not been good. I asked her to do the right thing by these girls, and I told her the world is watching. Like, see, that's the thing. They try to use this against Leah Remini, but, like, she's using her position to fucking shine a light on some shit, and I'm all for it. And, of course, a PR representative for Masterson is denying the allegations to the website Gossip Cop, which the statement appears to use the woman's first full woman's the first woman's full name and says the allegations by both her and the second woman have no merit. Gossip Cop also appears to have only redacted the woman's last name, leaving her open to identification, which is a really fucking shitty thing to do. That's what they say right here on Jezebel too, and I agree. The statement also accuses the first alleged victim of saying she was raped by other actors and of threatening to beat up Masterson's current wife, Bijou Phillips. The statement also accuses Remini and the Underground Bunker of using the allegations to draw attention to her TV series. Based on reading the anti-Scientology blog that posted this story, these false allegations appear to be motivated to boost Leah Remini's anti-Scientology television series, since the victim only came forward after connecting with Leah Remini. Like, see, basically what you're saying is, like, if Leah Remini wasn't fucking out there trying to, like, shine the light on us, she's out there, like, basically uncovering all, or like shining, like, just basically exposing all of our fucking nonsense. But it's ridiculous. Apparently, it's unclear what the current status of the LAPD investigation is. Ooh, but now they have an update. In a statement to People, the LAPD confirmed they're investigating sexual assault allegations against Masterson from that time period. From the LAPD, it says the Los Angeles Police Department Robbery Homicide Division Sexual Assault Section is conducting an investigation involving the actor Danny Masterson. LAPD's Robbery Homicide Division said in a statement, three women have come forward and disclosed that they were sexually assaulted by Masterson during the early 2000s. And I'm sorry, but I believe this shit because Scientology is some fucked up shit, and they fucking love nothing more than to cover this kind of shit up because they don't want anybody like making them look bad or anything. And here we go, fucking Danny Masterson, fucking hide off a fucking 70s show, a rapist. There you go. They're just fucking lauding rapists left and right everywhere. Fucking sexual assault people. Casey fucking Affleck, I'm looking at you. I don't give up. I want to shove that fucking Oscar up your ass and let you see what sexual assault's like. But I can only fantasize. I will not do. Just saying is all. Fuck you, Danny Masterson. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Moving on to something else. Ooh, 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 ooh. This, where is my TMZ? Because, all right. Why is it? This is the thing. Okay, one of them One Directions that Lewis Tomlinson, is it Louis or is it Lewis? I don't know. I don't know. It's just the fucking, whatever his name is. Where let me find this fucking shit? Here we go, here we go, here we go. So, this Louis Tomlinson motherfucker was at LAX, right? And apparently one of the paparazzi done went and fucking got all up in his grill, was yelling at him and his, like, lady friend. I don't know if it's girlfriend or what. But it says over here on the TMZ, Louis Tomlinson, Louis, whatever his fucking name is, arrested for attacking paparazzi, right? Well, says right here, Louis Tomlinson wanted a photog out of his face at LAX, and the altercation ended with the photog smashing his head on the floor, and Louis ended up in cuffs. It went down Friday night at LAX baggage claim. They were told the 25-year-old singer was with his girlfriend, and the photog was too close for Louis' comfort, so he allegedly pulled the photog to the floor by his legs. But this is the other thing that killed this little scrawny-ass boy bander took your big ass down, took your big motherfucking ass down. You know, that's embarrassing, dude. That's embarrassing. You fucking got beat the fuck up by a scrawny ass boy bander. Honestly, go tell your buddies about that. Just go tell your buddies about that. The only thing worse than that probably is getting beat up by a faggot. And that's like, I still love when that shit happens. I love watching somebody get their ass beat by a faggot because the first thing I say to them is like, and now I just want to make sure you're clear that you got to tell everybody you just got your ass beat by a faggot. Okay? Okay. All right, then move on. But apparently it didn't end right there, right? A female witness started recording Louis' girlfriend as she tried to leave. The two women allegedly then got into a physical altercation. The witness and the photog both made citizens arrest. Tomlinson was arrested for simple battery and booked at a nearby LAPD jail. It was unclear at the time if the girlfriend was also arrested. Louis' team told TMZ the paparazzi provoked and caused the altercation that occurred with Louis. It's not the first time that a paparazzi has created an altercation with a celebrity. While the altercation was going on with the paparazzis, three other individuals were attacking his girlfriend during this incident, and he came to her defense. So that's what he's saying right there, right? Well, this is the part that I find fucking interesting, because basically, where to go? Oh, here it is. This fucking dude, this paparazzi dude, like, this is when I'm like, this is when you get what you fucking ask for. Like, and it's like, yes, nobody should fucking take you down like that. But then if you're fucking sitting there asking for it and you're provoking it and you're like, just whatever, by his own admission, this is what he does. So it says here on the TMZ, paparazzo bragged about inciting celebs to lose it, right? So he basically, he like does shit to make you fucking go a little bit ape shit on him. And then the next thing you know, when it does fucking happen, he wants to cry foul and be like, oh, my delicateness. You hurt my delicateness. No, you're a fucking asshole and you got what you were asking for. It's basically what it boils down to as far as I'm concerned. It's like, no, you shouldn't attack people, but you know what? You shouldn't provoke people either. So sometimes you're going to get what you get. But the paparazzo who Louis Tomlinson allegedly attacked has gloated that he sometimes berates and incites celebrities and then watches them unravel on camera. His name's Carl Larson. He says Louis smashed his head on the floor at LAX Friday. This dude had gone on Howard Stern back in 2010 and boasted about his super aggressive tactics, in particular his confrontation with Mel Gibson, who we all know is crazy, but still, it's like you poked a bear, sometimes you're going to get the bear. At the beginning, you hear Larson say, we're going to be rich. Like, yeah. So he basically is like, does shit to try to like fucking antagonize people. He told Howard Stern he sometimes lets celebs dig their own hole. And of course, he went and hired Gloria fucking Allred, who, like, I honestly, this woman just like, if there is a camera attached to a fucking case, her fucking pussy starts just dripping like ain't nobody's business. I swear to God. Like, I think that's the only way to arouse this woman or something. I don't know. But she tells TMZ she now reps Larson, though she wouldn't disclose the nature of the representation. And it says right here, too, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out a civil suit is on the horizon. Like, that dude just wants money. So whatever, you bashed your fucking head. Oh, poor little baby snowflake. Oh, I was over there berating somebody and, like, doing shit to fucking piss them off and, like, force them to react to something. And then when they finally do react, honestly, taking your, like, I'm looking at a picture of this dude. He's a pretty big fucking dude. And that is a scrawny-ass boy bander who took you down so hard that you smashed your head on the floor at fucking LAX baggage claim. Like, dude, that should be embarrassing. Like, that should be so fucking embarrassing that you don't want nobody to know that you got your fucking ass beat by a teensy-weensy little fucking boy bander. Okay? Okay. But apparently this Larson fella made a name for himself by shooting a picture of Paris Hilton crying in the back of a police car after she got thrown back into Hooskow for her DUI probation violation back in 2007. So for at least 10 years, this motherfucker's been running around terrorizing people, just waiting for the day that some little teensy-ass, little itty-bitty, scrawny-ass boy bander come over and take his ass out and smash his fucking head into a fucking floor at the goddamn LAX baggage claim. So there you go. You're a pussy. Mr. Larson, you're a fucking pussy as far as I'm concerned. The Hollywood Hick said it right there. Come at me so I can kick your ass and then you have to tell everybody a fucking faggot did it. Okay? Okay. All right, moving on. Oh, this chick. Honestly, what is the world coming to, right? I don't understand it. I do not understand it. But some people just won't go the fuck away. Sometimes you just need shit to go away so that you just don't have to talk about it anymore. But y'all remember this Casey Anthony chick, right? The one that allegedly killed her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, down in Florida, right? The one that fucking Nancy Grace was going fucking nuts about for fucking ever. The tot mom, she kept calling her, right? Well, apparently, Casey Anthony done went and had a, like, did an interview with somebody, and is basically saying that she is sleeping well now, and it is fucking ridiculous. So let me click on one of these things, see if it gives us any information, because you know I didn't save a story, so apologies. But right here, on something called the Huron Daily Tribune, which I think is taking most of this from the Associated Press. Headline reads, for first time, Casey Anthony speaks about case. And honestly, Casey Sugar, you should have just fucking shut the fuck up. You should have just not said nothing. Because that judge just came out the other day saying, like, I think the people got it wrong. They should have just charged her with manslaughter because she did something. I don't think she meant to kill her, but she killed her. Like, I don't think it was intentional, but something the fuck went down. Even the judge believes that. But says right here, Casey Anthony knows that much of the world believes she killed her 2-year-old daughter despite her acquittal. But nearly 9 years later, she insists she doesn't know how the last hours of Kaylee's life unfolded. She goes, this is like, honestly, like this girl, like something's wrong up in this chick's brain. There's a quote right here. It says, Kaylee would be 12 right now and would be a total badass. That's what she's saying. Like, great. Like, you want to refer to the kid as badass. All right. I think at 1.2, she's like said she would be a rock star on something else I read. cigarette. I was like, ugh. I was like, that's just not something you get. Like, you're just waiting on people to jump on your mother trucking ass, right? But discussing Kaylee's last moment, the 30-year-old Anthony spoke in halting, sober tones. It says, I'm still not even certain as I stand here today about what happened. Based off what was in the media, the story of a woman who could not account for a month in which her child was missing, whose defense involved an accidental drowning for which there was no eyewitness testimony. She says, quote, I understand the reasons people feel about me. I understand why people have the opinions they do. Okay, you get that part. Says here, this was the first time Anthony spoke to a news media outlet about her daughter's death or her years since the trial. Her responses were at turns revealing, bizarre, and often contradictory, and they ultimately raised more questions than answers about the case that has captivated the nation. It's been almost 9 years since Kaylee went missing and six since the circus-like Orlando trial that ended in her mother's acquittal. The trial was carried live on cable networks. Like, it was all over everything. Nancy Grace kept calling her most hated mom in America and top mom. The child was supposedly last seen in June 16th of 2008. All of that. The utility worker found it, blah, blah, blah. Where's the part where she talks about, hold on. Oh, okay. So, basically, she admitted that she had lied to police, right, about being employed at a bunch of stuff. She says, even if I would have told them everything that I told the psychologist, I hate to say this, but I firmly believe I would have been in the same place because cops believe other cops. Cops tend to victimize the victims. I understand now. I see why I was treated the way I was, even had I been completely truthful. Like, basically, the thing is, you were not being truthful. So what makes, like, I am the first one to say that sometimes cops do some fucking shady shit. But in this one, you admit, stone cold, you lied. And then you're like, well, I lied. So then they didn't take me seriously. So then they thought that maybe I was lying because you lied, woman. You lied. I don't get it. This Jose Baez dude got her off, right? I'm going to try to abbreviate this because there was one part I wanted to get to. So she says, everybody has their theories. I don't know. And as I stand here today, I can't tell you one way or another. The last time I saw my daughter, I believed she was alive and going to be okay. And that's what was told to me. I don't get it. But then she says something about sleeping at night. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Oh, she goes right here. This is the part that just makes me want to slap her fucking face. She goes, I don't give a shit about what anyone thinks about me. I never will. I'm okay with myself. I sleep pretty good at night. Well, that's fucked. You know what? Good. I'm glad you sleep good at night, Casey Sugar, because you know what? Your kid's sleeping for fucking ever because, honestly, I'm with other people who think that you know more than you're fucking letting on. Even if you didn't, you know more. You know more than you're fucking letting on. It's some fucking straight up bullshit. But basically, Casey Anthony, shut the fuck up and go the fuck away. Honestly, if you don't want people up in your grill, shut the fuck up, okay? Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Guess who else got troubles? Guess who else got troubles? Guess who else got troubles? Chris motherfucking Brown, restraining order. Karrueche Tran done slapped his ass with a restraining order because he's fucking nuts, right? He is fucking straight up stone cold nuts. But says right here on the TMZ, Karrueche Tran, courtroom face off with Chris Brown. It's life or death, judge. So basically, says right here, Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, is getting ready to go face to face with him in court Thursday, where she'll tell a judge he must be kept away from her for good or else he might kill her. Like, this basically, like, it's gotten to the point. This dude is a fucking menace. Menace, menace, menace. If people do not quit glorifying his menacery, is that even a word? I don't know. President can make him up. I can make him up too, right? But it says right here, sources familiar with the situation tell us she's been trying in vain to serve Chris with the temporary restraining order she got last month, but he's evaded service 3 times. Like, that's like, you can't hand it to me. Like, fuck you, you pussy. You're a pussy. You're scared of fucking Soldier Boy. You backed out of the fight with him because you're a pussy, and you're such a pussy here you can't fucking take your fucking medicine because the second girlfriend now that we know of that you beat up is trying to give you a restraining order, and you're such a pussy you just keep running like, oh, you can't do it. I didn't touch it, so I don't have to do it. I'm just going to sit here and be up in your grill. If I can't have you, nobody can. That's the kind of fucking shit he was saying. Apparently, TMZ broke the story. A judge issued the emergency order requiring Chris to stay away from her after she claimed he was threatening to shoot her and also telling friends if he couldn't have her, no one else could. She also claimed in her legal docs that he brutalized her, punched her in the stomach, and throwed her down the stairs. One of her friends also got a restraining order against Chris last week. Chris has been insinuating Carucci is lying, but she's now determined to prove to a judge he's such a threat he should be given an ultimatum: stay away from her for 3 years or go to jail. We're told Carucci is preparing her case for a permanent restraining order. She's not afraid to take the stand and swear under oath. Basically, Chris was violent to her as he was to Rihanna. Basically what she's saying, right? Well, then Chris comes back trying to say that it ain't true, blah, blah, blah. Also, Billboard came out with a big old article saying that he's a complete fucking stone cold addict, and that probably ain't helping to the fucking problem. So there you go. More problems for Fist Brown and his fucking nonsense. When are people just gonna fucking dismiss this dude and move the fuck on? Because honestly, ain't nobody got time for that. And that is why we're gonna talk about something else. We got a few minutes left. Like, what? I was just running my mouth so much, I didn't realize what the time was. We're getting low on time here. Let's talk about a couple of few people that are going to make us feel better about ourselves. I was going to talk about Nancy Kerrigan and why she ain't got no interest in this Tonya Harding movie, but then I decided Nancy Kerrigan is boring. She's straight up boring. That's why Tonya is more fun, because she's, like, interesting. Nancy Kerrigan is just boring. She's going to be on that damn Dancing with the Stars, which I also have issue with these Dancing with the Stars people having, like, gymnasts and figure skaters and shit like that on there, because I think that's fucking cheating, because these people already have fucking dancing skills. They're professionals at that kind of shit. So it's like then they're going up against Mr. T. It's like bullshit. You're already giving these people a leg up. I don't even watch that stupid Dancing with the Stars. Why do I even fucking care? I don't know. This is the kind of shit I care about, because I worked in a restaurante at one point in my life. Yes, I did. When I moved out here to Los Angeles, I worked at a restaurante. And anybody who has worked in a restaurante will tell you that that is where you will find out just how fucking horrible people really and truly are. But I love it when somebody gets busted, stone cold busted. So make yourself feel better about yourself. Be glad you ain't this bitch fucking from this story I'm fixing to tell you, right? But off of the Mashable website, right? Headline reads here, woman filmed on CCTV putting hair in her meal before writing an angry TripAdvisor review. So, bitch, and I had somebody do this at the fucking restaurant I worked at, too, back in the day. And then the fucking managers were such pussies. They fucking, like, would not. They were like, oh, how did that happen? When it was obviously the fucking hair from this woman's head. It was so long and curly, just like the ones on her fucking head. And then I was like, there's no cook back there who has that fucking hair. And they all got on fucking hairnets. This is bullshit. But back to the story, right? Says here, among the worst dining experiences is to find a hair in the meal, but nothing is what it seems in the case of an Italian restaurant in Brisbane, Australia. A disgruntled customer left an angry review of Casa Nostra Restaurante on TripAdvisor, claiming she found hair in her food and the owners refused to take the meal off the bill, right? So this is what this bitch wrote. She writes, we came here for a romantic Italian dinner, and it turned out to be the worst experience ever. When we received our food, my partner's meal had a long hair in it. And when we showed this to the waiter, he got upset at my partner, accusing him that it was his hair. His hair isn't even that long, because you're the one who put it in there, bitch. And even if it was his hair, just the way the waiter handled it and how rude he was by getting upset at him and then walking away before he could even complete the conversation was so unprofessional. We will never return again, and we will certainly not recommend this place to anyone, as it turned out to be the worst evening ever, right? Well, the Casa Nostra owners, Sarah Busio, I don't know if I'm saying that right, and her husband hit back by posting a CCTV camera video on Instagram showing a woman who appears to grab a piece of hair from her head and put it on the half-eaten plate, stirring that shit around. They replied back to this thing saying, as you can see, she put her own hair in the plate, stirred it around, and insisted the waiter remove it from her as she was so offended. Because we did not remove the dish from the bill, they told us explicitly that they would post bad reviews on TripAdvisor, which they did. Busio said they tried to contact TripAdvisor to inform them that they had evidence that the blackmailing attempt, but the reviews went up anyway. TripAdvisor has a no blackmail policy for reviews, and if you inform them in advance, they say they will not post them. No, is what Ms. Busio is saying. We emailed them on the night this happened, saying the customers threatened us with these bad reviews and gave them easily identifiable information. Yep, you guessed it. The reviews are posted on TripAdvisor for all the world to see, right? She also told News.com that it took them several emails with TripAdvisor and some local media coverage before the reviews were finally taken down. In a statement, TripAdvisor said it investigated and removed the review in question. We take very seriously any allegations of blackmail or threatening behavior by guests against business owners. Then why did you fucking put it up in the first place, TripAdvisor? You were already warned in advance. You should have fucking been aware. It is absolutely against the terms and spirit of our site to use TripAdvisor's name and try to claim discounts, compensation, or freebies that would not be available to other guests. We strongly strongly encourage owners who have experienced blackmail to proactively report such threats before a corresponding review is submitted by using our free management center. Well, they tried that, Sugar. It didn't work. So that's your problem right there. So basically, TripAdvisor, fuck you. Don't believe TripAdvisor and don't believe fucking bitch-ass bitches who think they're going to fucking scam the system by putting their own fucking hair in food and then trying to blame it on somebody else because people do it because I had somebody trying to do it to me. And it's, well, they actually did it to me because the management at the restaurant I worked with were fucking pussies. And that, people, be glad that you're not the kind of person who fucking tries to scam a restaurant in such a fucking fashion. And that right there, y'all, does it for me. This here has been the Hollywood Hick. You're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network. You can follow me on the Twitters at the Hwood Hick and Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I'm out of here. Got to go to that place I go to every day and deal with a bunch of freaking people I don't want to deal with. But such is life. Y'all be good. Stay out of trouble. And I will talk to y'all soon. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. But bye. Lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo, lamb, boo. Doodle lamb, do, lamb, do, lamb, do, lamb, do. Ring ling, ring ling, ring ling, ring ling now. Sing ling, sing ling, sing ling, sing ling, wow.